Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm going to bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
I'm recording. Because I've got my phone sitting on my shoulder like a parrot, and I'm dodging semi-truck drivers or some of the scum of the earth. Are you recording it?
I am now.
Oh, good. Well, we're active. Semi-tractor trailer drivers. They're probably barely out of elementary school, most of them.
Oh, some of them are nice.
No, I doubt that.
Oh.
I doubt that very much. I don't see how that could be the case.
Oh, well, one time I was stranded on the side of the road. My babies were locked in the car because I got out to give Ever his passy, and my car locked itself.
Yeah.
And a truck driver stopped. So they're not all bad, but just most of them. Probably just you.
No, it's all of them. That guy, he was probably scoping out, like, he was, like, you recorded your address or something. I don't know. He had some ulterior motive for sure. 100%. I mean, I know that for the most part, I'm usually, like, pretty, I try to be demographically fair.
Yeah.
Accurate. And in this case, I think I'm still sticking with that. You know, 100% of truck drivers, just untrustable thieves, just barely human.
I'm confident in saying. I'm sensing some animosity. What happened?
Oh, nothing in particular.
Oh, okay.
I have no feelings about it, one way or the other.
Obviously.
Yeah. You know. No, there is like a... I posted something on the Twitters that was, I meant to. I don't know. One of the notes that I took was about... Or no, I did post this where it's like the further inland you go in the U.S., it seems like there's less Wi-Fi, and that seems to coincide with, you know, a lack of open-mindedness. The Bible Belt, all of that seems to be how...
What are you trying to say?
How they've stayed. I'm saying that they are progenitors of thought and consciousness, and clearly the direction that I am headed reinforces that notion. But also to their credit, heading further inland, I think I've noticed a pattern too, is that on a divided four-lane highway, there are fewer, in fact, nearly zero now, dumbasses flashing their brights at me, saying, "Oh, you got your brights on." It's like, yeah, I know, asshole. Quit fixating. Hey, eyes on the road, douchebag. Don't get distracted by the twinkling. I know it happens a lot. There's just a lot of extra light and input.
I get really irritated by people who have their brights on, so I'm kind of with them.
Well, then you have not driven the road enough, because that is a formality that idiots who can't actually use their eyes and their experience on the road don't understand. When you're on a two-lane, non-divided highway,
four-lane, okay, yeah.
So there's and I was very clear, if you listen back, to disclaim that beforehand, so you were not paying attention. Thank you. It's good to have you.
Well, that's most of the time, so.
So when you're on, when there's a big old, and maybe you don't know how to divide it, a median, and that's not that chick who tells you about your future, it's a different one, not Gloria. The sparkly, jangly chick. Once again, one of the shiny, sparkly things that you see in your life.
No,
it's not her.
Sparkly.
It's not medium. It's median. And that thing, when you got one of them, just leave your brights on. Everybody leave your brights on, because there's a lot of, like, I can go through all the annoying shit that I've been seeing. And it's usually, I think, like, my point was that going, so to the Bible Belt's credit, going inland, it would appear that there's more street smarts, or in this case, highway smarts, where people understand that the rules that you use on a two-lane highway don't apply on a four-lane highway, because they've driven enough. And I think, interestingly, the people who would, like, vote for Donald Trump would probably be, like, the first people, or some of the first people to stop and, like, fix your car. The aforementioned monsters who cased your family, quote-unquote, helping you along your way. I mean, who knows what untold unforeseen wrath is coming your way because of that incident. I know you see it as just a nice happenstance, something a learning experience, but no, I see only trouble ahead and behind and everywhere. It's all over the place. Trucks. Truck drivers.
So you seem to be having a really nice time driving.
I told you. All right. I have a lot of time to think and nothing else to do. This is how it's going to be. These are going to be concentrates. You're only going to have to listen to about 5 minutes of each one of these episodes that are recorded on the road because you will go insane, as I have at these times.
So you drink
Yeah. Well, I finished my point, but then there are the other things. I had a 5-hour energy, and feeling good. Is if you are behind someone, because everyone, these are like the unspoken social norms.
Yeah, we all took the test, but then there are social graces that we try to honor. Yes.
Yeah, or that you try to pick up on, or that, like, mm-hmm. hopefully, like, they're just never taught in schools, or right. It's even stuff that you forget about talking when you're teaching your daughter how to shave her face. Because you can't judge. You can't judge. Stop judging. I hear it. I hear you judging over there. Stop it. There's people who decide, everybody decides what the appropriate distance is behind someone where you turn off your brights, you know? Like, mm-hmm. where am I blinding you and when am I not? Last night, or one of the nights I was driving, there was literally someone doing the stupid move, turning their brights on and off for oncoming traffic on a car that's like 100 feet to their left, coming 1,000 feet ahead, so no need for that. However, they're turning their brights on and off, and they're behind me such that it's fucking annoying as hell. So there's a double whammy there, triple whammy. They're turning their lights on and off for the car when the car is still like 100 feet ahead of me coming the other way. So they're being overly courteous to the oncoming traffic, but they're just like pulsating lights in my rearview mirror. Like,
the funny
ironically,
thing is,
I'm
no
closer
one,
to them.
No one seems to understand the rearview mirror thing. That's almost the worst one.
Oh, it is. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like first and foremost is that's the reason, like, first off, everyone leave your brights on unless you're within like a certain distance when you're passing, but leave your brights on because you're just gonna, it's just a strobing discotheque around the coasts because you got a bunch of people living on their computers and in their coffee cups, and then they go out on the road and they're just like, oh, I'm observing all the rules, look at me, and then they're just strobing lights and it's just a cosmic bowl out here.
We should just get you on the road more often. We're just oozing positivity.
Sure.
And thankfulness.
I'm so blessed. I feel exquisitely blessed and fabulous. Fabulously exquisite. And
exquisitely blessed. I love it.
I'm exquisiting blessedness. Oh, I exquose the last of it. I apologize. I use all of the exquisiteness.
Can you exquisite?
Can you hold that exquose for a bit longer? Is a very lewd position or posture at a live drawing class. Exposure.
Yeah.
Exposition. Well, we've exquisined this word for all it's worth. Wordsworth. Bring me the exquisition.
Excuse me, Mr. Wordsworth.
the exquisition, that would be odd. It was like the Inquisition, but it was just like a decadent romp into the mind and the palace therein of wonders and fantasies.
The power there.
The exposition. What is this oasis of human desires?
Of desire, thank you.
Where all clothing is edible and therefore eaten and non-existent. Existent. These are also going to be more animated because I'm not in my apartment and I don't have to worry about my Christian neighbors wondering what summoning of hell is in the
that's a new level
adjoining room.
And also so how many hours into your 5-hour energy are you so we can just kind of gauge?
How many more hours of this do we have left to look forward to? Am I just gonna turn into like a bunch of grapes on, like on the like a bunch of grape berries like they have on the package there, but like a pumpkin instead it's grapes? That's an indicator of what you will turn into or what you will feel like. Through you.
Yeah, like at what hour and then like typically what could we expect? Yeah.
I think I took it a couple hours ago. And you know, like with my theory about drinking and well, not my theory, the fact that, you know, drink, but my system for hopefully modulating drinking better, it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't usually drink five hour energies, and my mouth doesn't usually talk using the gas produced by digesting those, so as you can tell.
It's multifaceted at this point.
No. A lot of thoughts racisting.
So
which
racist.
will be the racist thought. That's spelled with an E, so it's not racist, it's racist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think I had thoughts written down, but my phone, like I said, is perched like a parrot on my shoulder, so what do you have?
Perched like a parrot.
There's a lot of alliteration in that sentence, just naturally.
Well,
That thought sounded like a riddle, that sentence.
It did sound like a riddle. And who is perched like a parrot on a shoulder in Potsdam? That literally was all I could think of was Potsdam, because I've actually been to that castle, and that's the only reason I don't know where it came from in my mind.
Speaking of which, remember how we talked about Butt earlier, and then I was outside of Butt?
Yes, you're outside of Butt, Montana.
Butt, Montana. Oh, and it was, I think there was a... Oh, yeah, I just passed a... Speaking of a town named... There was Minokin, and that just made me think of Minokin! I just want to, like... I hope that people during the day just walk by and go, Minokin! And just, like, yell, like that,
The
Hump Day commercial? Was the auto insurance, like, Mike. But it'll be the new stupid thing that just, like...
Oh, man, why aren't you in charge of any advertising team?
Sunblasted. Well... This is my point. I know that there's a lot of people working really hard at becoming president this year, but I feel like I could, you know, take a swing at it. I feel like I do a lot of good.
I will accept any nod.
At the very least, could we set a bold new precedent by electing the first iPhone app president, JC? At the very least, I mean, and that will be a vetted, non-offensive, I mean, mathematically, PC, and actually PC. It's actually a personal computer. And a penis counter. I mean, just because...
Well, you need at least two of those.
Yeah, in my experience. Hang on a second. I think I just admitted to something. I'd like to backtrack.
No, there's no going back.
You're gonna have to
take a different exit.
No, okay. Not in the Butte, not in the Butt, no homo.
Oh, no homo.
I didn't go in the Butt.
Yep, you went around the Butt because you knew it. You knew that you wouldn't go in there.
Yeah, I knew that. Oh, yeah. So, I don't think this is the post wrap up for the, my trip, more or less. I don't think I've talked about any of that on the same cast.
You really haven't. Like, you've been, like, we could follow your little. Your little JC around the continent, like I see like a map, and I hear
I want the yodeling music from Price is Right. I want
the
yodeling.
And then instead of
actually, I want Jewel doing a cover of the yodeling music from The Price is Right.
Yes.
Okay. And then I also, since we already have that, I want to use that again at my funeral. And don't forget, on my gravestone, everyone shut up. That's what I want.
Jason, you can't tell us what to do when you're dead.
Okay. That's what the last will and testament is for. So the dead people can tell living people what to do.
Well, I think, okay, so we're going
to... I want you to launch my corpse head first into a Walmart. And just see how far I make it. Like, I want, like, put a helmet on me and just see what happens. I don't know, for science.
Well, and on the map, we'll use that music, but then we'll have, like, an oversized head of you, like, riding a blunt across the country. Not a Honda. Like a blunt.
Riding it like a bucking Bronco.
Yes, because we know that's what you're chasing anyway, so you might as well drive it.
Well, actually, I don't mean to correct you, but I'm going to. That's purely why I'm interjecting here.
Yeah.
This is a corrective ejaculation. I apologize. I don't smoke blunts because I don't smoke tobacco.
I don't know. I'm...
Yeah. Yep. A blunt is a three-pronged joint that has extra lights and is rolled exclusively by Asian dragons who are here illegally.
I understand. I don't, but I say that I do so that we can move on.
It doesn't matter what I say, because you'll understand just as much no matter what.
I know.
It's not like any of this is going to stick. It hasn't yet.
No.
Nothing has.
not in this arena.
Yep. It's like, blunts are, it's like a bigger joint that's rolled like a cigar, you know, with a tobacco.
Oh,
I mean,
you use
traditionally,
a pipe, don't you?
Well, I smoke joints sometimes. I prefer a water bong.
What do you do when you're on the road?
In Denver, when I went to a dispensary, or a dispensary, I think I might have already said, as dumb people call it.
Oh.
it's a tell. If you hear someone, there's a class of people, or there's a class of vocabulary that I picked up on. People who say, dispensary, I'm trying to think, but
they actually say that?
Shit, I just rolled up on a semi without turning my brights off. I hope he's not doing it too, so that's groovy. I forgot. No, there's people who say dispensary, and then there's like,
I like that you were that
what's
dude
the other
we're
ones?
Talking about.
Well, he's got his brights on, it's not bothering me. Like, it's courtesy in that case, but still.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. I was trying to think of another one, because there's one where they just add extra syllables in words, and I've noticed people who, if I hear that one, I'll listen for the other ones, and usually a few of them will check out. They're little markers. And then I can categorize the shit out of those people, because they're like, it's a brain type almost, and I found a pattern there. So I bought a little pipe. I would call it a five hitter. I mean, most people call a one hitter a three hitter. Mm-hmm. I would call this a five hitter, so it's probably more of a nine hitter.
Oh, wow.
I'm just trying to scale it for people who understand, so not you.
No, really. But, it just sounds like you're saying a higher number.
You really should start doing more drugs. I feel like it's irresponsible of you to be so out of touch.
I don't think
you're raising children.
I'm having so much fun already in life. I don't need any
more. You're not. No. It could be better. So I got a little like five hitter in Denver, and I've been using that, and it works pretty well. And actually, in Seattle,
Toast jelly.
What?
Like when you went to Seattle, we're like, whoa, where'd you get that?
No.
Oh. Because I still don't understand.
Yeah, clearly. Just settle down with the wearing your brain on your sleeve there so much. It's gonna dry out, and then what? And then you put it back. I don't know if it'll rehydrate. I'd be careful. I'd be more cautious.
That's true.
At least keep one of those little sprayers out if you're gonna wear your brain or your heart on your sleeve, for that matter.
You just have to mist it every couple of minutes.
Yeah, you know, just keep it going, keep it juicy. Like, think of it like an orca or something that you're transporting across. You got in a sling on your sleeve or something, and you just gotta have a little spritzer. Hit it with some formaldehyde or something. I don't know what you do. I don't know why you're doing any of that. This doesn't make sense.
I'm very busy.
I'm very busy. I'm too busy to understand what I've begun talking about, so I'm moving on. They got all those things everywhere, but... in Seattle I got some oil. It's great for this thing, and especially for, I'm going to start to make sure I have some of this on hand, because it actually proves a theory. My mobiles, I think, will be a very useful product, because when you have oil and you melt it over your bowl, you put a little bit on the edge there and it melts over it, it soaks in and it makes your bowl last like twice as long, so it's pretty cool.
That is crazy. Who knew any of this? Well, someone did.
Yeah, lots of people. I'm learning.
Oh. Is this kind of like your search for like understanding like an equalizer?
Well, no, it's just I just haven't been able to afford. It's not like I could afford it too well anyway. But actually, that's not true, because it does. I think it does. I think it's cost effective. I don't know. But so I bought those things and smoked them, and. Yeah, I had a good time. Made some contacts, I think. I have yet to follow up on anything in Denver. I still just have a bag with a wad of business cards and stuff. Someone was handing out chapstick. And I'm like, will this get me high? I haven't. Should I? Because if it does, you know I'm just gonna start eating it. Like that's a danger that you're like. This is like the resin of edibles. It's chasing. Because you're creating. It's like, well, if, or it's like the Robitussin. Of, it's the robo tripping of marijuana edibles. It's like, well, so I'm supposed to rub it on my lips and feel like what, a buzz. So you know I'm just gonna like. Eat this like a banana, right?
Yeah, like, I honestly don't know no better. Yeah. And I don't have any self-control.
Like, chances are, the way that chapsticks go, I'm going to lose it, so I don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
Why did you make this? What is this?
We just made it out of cannabis leaves.
Yeah, well, it's a waste of time. I would like to... Actually, I changed my... I would like to buy 10 of these. That's me eating.
You're eating?
No.
Oh. I'm eating. I'm eating handfuls of...
Keep up. Technically, I'm going 80 miles an hour, so it's going to be difficult.
Are you really? Be careful.
No.
Okay.
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh. What? I just, you know, if you drive like mom, then we'll be okay.
I don't know about that either.
Yeah, she's pretty slow.
Yeah, like, that's overly cautious driving, and I don't like that thing she does. She needs to get, like, that's just a thing in life, with the hands in the passenger seat. She doesn't,
that's so funny.
She hasn't picked up on how obvious it is. Like, I don't even think, like, most people, like, you put your foot down or something, and then, like, if you see, like, someone, like, the driver do it, then you're like, oh, yeah, no, I was just, like, stretching my leg, you know? I wasn't, like, reacting subliminally to your driving. But mom is just unabashed, like, you're just, like, 5 football fields away from a light, and she'll just grab the oh shit handle and just be like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Or you'll flip on your signal to get off ramp, and she'll just, like, just brace herself. It's like, come on. What the hell?
Oh my gosh. She totally did. She was like, it was funny when she was here, she was visiting, we were driving, and I was driving Fiona, and Fiona has no nose, so it's gonna feel like you're really close to anything in front of you if you're not driving. And mom was like, did the thing, and she's like, and I'm like, mom, don't. And she's
mom,
like, I'm
going to turn your seat backwards if you don't stop. That should be an option.
It's good. She's small enough to be like a toddler, so let's just put her in like the rear facing toddler seats.
Yeah, put her in one of those, just a little seat, the face it backwards, a little mom seat. It'll be adorable.
It's better
good.
For her and her heart and like her blood pressure. Because literally, you're driving so safely, and she's like, you're just getting really close. And I was like, yeah, because I'm passing him, Mom. She's like, oh. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, super helpful.
Mother. Okay, so...
That's what I mean. Her instincts aren't, like, the sharpest on the road. She's cautious, but...
Yeah, no one wants to be angry.
No.
Also, happy Groundhog Day.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Puxatawny Phil either saw didn't see his shadow. I don't know how it works, but we're supposed
Bill
to have
Bill Murray must be doing something special on this day. Isn't this like hipster day or something now? Like this is the day when it's Groundhog's Day that a bunch of hipsters
where
on the coast
wear
out all their Bill Murray shirts. Yeah.
You wear Groundhog like, fur hats.
Yeah. Yeah, you like it's like Thanksgiving, except people just murdering groundhogs.
Hey, we didn't make it up. We're relaying the information, so chill out.
Relaying the information. I mean, I don't feel like I make the things up that come in my head. I'm pretty sure that's God speaking to me. So that's what I mean.
Well, someone said we're going to have an early spring, and I think it was the groundhog, but I don't know what he did to tell
us
that.
Well, everybody knows groundhogs to be legendary for the forecasting.
They're so legendary.
They're just born meteorologists. We all know that.
Well, they gotta be better than these Kansas meteorologists. They're so wrong.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, does anyone track accuracy records between meteorology, like between groundhogs and actual human meteorologists? Who's more accurate?
Seriously. Or like people who predict like the soccer games and stuff. Or let's just go to the octopus and see what he thinks.
What? Actually, yeah, you want to the octopus?
Isn't there an octopus that, like, they put the soccer ball, they put the two teams, like, like labels or logos or whatever in the tank, and then the octopus like gloms onto the team that he thinks is gonna win.
Where is this? This is new to me. Is this Canada?
No, I think it's like the World Cup. Let me find out. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up, Jay.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Maybe this is one of those things. Just one of the voices telling you again.
I know. Octopus.
Turns out, no trace of this in the real world.
Prediction. Yeah, octopus predicts World Cup. I knew I didn't make this up. It's his name is Paul.
Oh.
Paul the octopus. Yeah.
Octopal.
He was a common octopus who supposedly predicted the results of association football matches. He made many accurate predictions in the 2010 World Cup, which brought him worldwide attention as an animal oracle.
Octopus Paul for president.
It's got to be better. During divinations, Paul's keepers would present him with two boxes containing food. Each box was identical, except for the fact that they were decorated with the different team flags of the competitors of an upcoming football match. Whichever
this
box...
This is an octopus toss. They might as well just flip it and see if it lands on heads or suckers.
Mm-hmm. Whichever box Paul ate from first would be considered his prediction for which team would win the match.
You ever seen an octopus walk around on land? They can do that too. It's freaking weird. Those things are like the hovercraft of animals.
They can
some of them can camouflage like crazy. They can run around on the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. Like octopi are freaking smart. They have beaks. What the hell is going on down there?
This one lives in Germany, so that's exciting. Also, not to be ignored, I did try octopus when I was in Miami.
Oh.
So as cool as they are, they all are also delicious.
Yep, well, that's their own fault.
Yeah, for being adorable and edible.
Yep.
Well, I ate his tentacles.
Oh, you just borrowed, like, just one tentacle?
I don't know how the chef, like, got a hold of the octopus, but the way he prepared it was very nice. It was in, like, a lovely broth. With some other seafood. And you know how, like, at doctor's offices and, like, medical facilities, they can, like give you, like, digital visual pictures of your spine, like, slice by slice, like, vertebrae by vertebrae? That's kind of how the octopus was cut. Well, it's out there. Anyway.
I know that once upon a time, they probably finished doing this, but they were scanning. They were 3D scanning some inmates, layer by layer, cadavers, like a couple of inmates who donated their bodies to science.
Yeah,
they were just like, "All right, well, we're gonna freeze you, and then we're gonna shave your body apart, layer by layer, and scan each layer." So I mean, it's kind of like it seems like a pretty good deal because you don't have to worry about like the morbidity mm-hmm. of decay. And also, you're like the most recorded human body in history, at least up to that point. Like,
yeah, you got to be like a criminal and do bad things and be
like before then, the best record we had of like was just like Genghis Khan's wang in a jar or something, and that's not too useful. Like, I guess now we got to make the decisions. Like, well, are we gonna shave apart Genghis Khan's junk and scan it too? Because we'll lose it forever. We will no longer be able to. To look upon its shaft.
Yeah, like, do you take the risk? Yeah, I get it.
You gotta, what if it's botched? Like, a botched shave-em-cision. It's like, you screw it, you gotta get the boil in here to do the shaving. No, not that, not the razor. It's a highly specialized, bizarre piece of equipment that's designed to shave a penis down layer by layer. I'd like to really stop talking about it because I have to go home and look at my family after this. Can we just get started? Thank you.
Honestly, please.
Honestly. I've got a lot of frozen penises to shave down today.
I'm sure you do.
Well, for science's sake,
I am very busy.
I'm dedicated to my craft.
Slice by slice. I look at the male.
Terrific.
Genitalia.
Mm-hmm. I'll genitalia.
Oh my gosh, that just made me think, like, why have we missed the boat on anyone named Jenny? Just calling him Jenitalia.
Well, I'm sure it's happened out there.
I hope so.
I mean, yeah, God willing.
God.
I mean, because so much of a nickname's got to be, like, the first dumbass thing that some kid says that, like, sticks. Because then after that, it's like, what is, like, I can't think of any other names for Jenny Soros. If someone said Jenny Soros and she was, like, fat then, then there'd be, like, Jenny Tellian. It's like, no, she's already Jenny Soros. Sorry. You know, maybe it came a little bit too late. Maybe kids, you know, when they name people, that I think that's why we should just make all words available to children straight away, and then so they can accurately nickname each other. I think it would be better. That's why nicknames are no good, because you get them when you're young, and then something's stupid because your vocabulary is so small.
Sometimes it's cute. Sometimes they're fun.
I doubt that. It's definitely not the best. Okay, well, let's just do this then.
You didn't have any bad things, did you?
Let's design a governing body to appropriately nickname children with disparaging, characterizations of their appearance or themselves. I mean, because it's just not fair. Kids just don't have the life experience to really describe each other's inadequacies with, you know, just a couple of syllables. It could be like.
So we need to blast
like if there was like a kid named Sean, you could call him Depression, something like that. That's what I'm just saying. You know, it could be like it could be apostrophized.
Or like you said with mom the other day, how you keep mixing up your words and you call her, you didn't know how to spell, so you call her like alphabet.
Yeah, like that, but derogatory.
Oh yeah, like way meaner. Yeah, I get it.
Like you could do better.
Way bullier.
No, I mean, I would literally. Oh. Mom's nickname would be "You could do better."
Hey, I don't.
Hey, what's up? You could do better.
Hey, I don't like your face. You could do better.
Yeah, better. I don't know. It's very sophisticated. The children won't even know what they're saying, and I think that's crucial.
Well, they don't know what they're saying most of the time.
That's
except
what I'm saying.
Except apparently, Roscoe does.
I don't know. Well, I was gonna ask, are you guys, what's all this, are you guys trying to make another, niece or nephew over there? What's going on? It's happening.
Yeah, we do it a lot.
Okay, well, fair enough. That's not exactly all this talk, like, well, Roscoe picked that up. It's just, it seems to me like one of those things, like, not to discredit him, but maybe he did put it together, but it seems like a phrase that he picked up. And I don't know if someone else was saying that around him.
What'd he say?
You need time alone with your husband or whatever, that thing that you posted on Facebook.
No, I'm pretty sure, like, it was totally, like, it was completely out of context, but I think because of Mom, I bet Mom was like, well, your mother needs time with her husband. You know, you could totally hear Mom
saying.
Doing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is he picked it up from somewhere. So, I don't know, I was putting that together to, because it seemed like, especially with Roscoe exiting the toddler stage, kind of, that you all would be like, oh, because we were talking about, like, renting a Chinese person indefinitely.
Renting indefinitely.
Try before you buy. Oh, kidnapping? I don't know.
I don't want to buy this car. I want to rent it indefinitely.
What cluster of mouth sounds would most accurately portray?
Well, it's hard. It is hard that he's getting older and saying stuff like, you need time with your husband. It's like, yeah, I do, thank you. But it was just so funny that he's like, you know why I'm ready for her to leave? You mean grandma?
Yeah.
And he actually had a really good time.
Because a little bit goes a long way. Imagine if Mom was taller. It would just be impossible. Maybe that's why she's so small.
Oh, man. She got so much done while she was here. She was so helpful, and she cooked a lot, and she and I both can get so much done when we're together. It's like, oh, so great. Sure. And then she didn't leave, and I was like, no. I didn't want to give her back, and Dad's all like, hey, guys, you having fun? My wife was due back 5 days ago.
I'm having to make a lot of bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm having to make my own food, hen.
I wouldn't even call those sandwiches, those are stackwiches.
Remember when you used to make fried cheese in a pan?
I remember losing the pan and just using a microwave.
Oh, that's true. Dad used to do it. Yeah, Dad used to make really good bologna sandwiches, you're right.
What, Well, and he made really shitty eggs because he used the microwave again.
Did he really? That's awesome.
Whenever he'd make eggs for me, it'd just be like eggs in a bowl, a microwave for like a minute and a half. Here's some crappy eggs. It's like,
oh,
all right,
God,
well, all right.
That's so funny. That's why he has mom.
That's why men have women.
That's so.
Like, why do you think you go into a bachelor's place, it smells like a butt, and there's like beer bottles sitting around everywhere, and a dog dragging its anus across the kitchen floor?
It does take a minute for that kind of like they're like, okay, you're worth it. I'll change a little bit.
Well, a lot of it. It's
no,
a civilization, because otherwise
we realize. Yeah.
We'd be running around in makeshift loincloths, if that, just in the woods, like,
if
just startled
that,
at movement.
Probably be having, like, size comparison contests every day.
Probably. We'd just be totally distracted with lengthening. Yeah. There would just be nobody to impress except ourselves. So we'd just be like, look, I you see some guy bungee jumping from
like,
his somewhere.
Kind of like the people that, like, wrap rings around their neck until their neck is so long that if they took the rings off, they couldn't hold their own neck up.
Yeah, like, but cock ring versions of those, I suppose. Or there are guys who literally, like, you see them, it is just the same thing. Like, I've seen National Geographic, it couldn't have been, but it was some, like, crossover kind of show. They could show, like, full-on crotch, some dangling crotch. Check out this dangling crotch, is what they did. Mm-hmm. And you just see these native tribes people with just these weird, bizarre fixations on the dick. And so these guys stretching them out and wearing stuff on them. And it's like, come on, guys, let's ease off. I mean, I know every human and every living thing that procreates likes to do it, but, like, let's really just ease off. There's, like, macrame and pottery.
A limit for JC. That's pretty good.
Well, use your penis as a belt, and I don't know, your erection resembles a one-sided slack line, somehow suspending itself without a counterpoint. I guess that's where I draw the line.
Well, thank you. We did wonder if you had limits, and now you've let us know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do have limits.
Thank you.
When life hands you limits.
When life hands you limits, you stretch your dick out.
Yeah, and you use it as a rope to climb over.
To get another lemon.
Lemons.
When I was in Miami, I learned that pineapples grow in the ground, not in trees.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Yeah, the fuck.
Then why do I think they grow on trees?
I know, that's
I don't get that.
Aunt and I both were like, no. And then I had to do a little more intensive research. And I was like, what? And then I told Wyatt. And he was like, no. And I'm like, no, really, it's true. And then you see
no,
it.
No, man, like, when people look back on this time in history, that's going to be like, I mean, you know how we look back on Middle Ages and any other period? Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, they were really primitive and dumb. Like, I think we're going to take the cake. I think, especially with the technology and the information at our fingertips, the fact that we have like Trump and Kardashian and Kanye West, and like these are like the people making all the noise. Like that is just like I think it's just so blatant. It's more because I mean, people in the Dark Ages, it was the Dark Ages.
Yeah,
like, they
at
were
least
being
they didn't
suppressed.
Know. They didn't have access to information. We do.
I mean, yeah.
And then we're still dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, the Bible wasn't even public information for a long while. So, there was just not information to get. But now, people should know better, and they don't. And I think, like, in 100, 200 years, if we're still around, and people have finally figured out, like, oh, you can, like, don't just pass around memes. That's probably not a good idea to solely do
that. I love memes.
Yeah, they're going to look back. I mean, they've got us programmed, though. Like, oh, people, they're just, like, they don't even read anymore. They just look at the pictures and the words are a bother, and they're just like, well, I'm going to comment on this picture. Oh.
I'm sorry, that's not funny.
It's not funny. Quit that laughing. You know what happens when you keep on laughing?
Stop laughing.
You're going to wind up dead. I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit not too long ago. That's a great movie.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good movie. I totally want to go back and watch it.
It holds up. It holds the fuck up. Like, if you've got a whole bunch of fuck around that's, like, that's low, it's hanging low, low-hanging fuck, it'll hold the fuck up.
No.
So if you're trying to get pregnant, though, I would advise you not. I would advise you not to watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit, because it could potentially hold the fuck up.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Major dick block.
Yeah. That movie was strategically designed as a cock block. And I wonder if those ghosts in that movie, like when the cartoon characters die, if they came back as zombies, would they be unanimated?
It's more like unanimated. I understand. Okay, so who framed Roger Rabbit reminds me of Cool World.
Cool World.
Remember Cool World? The animated, like, vixen, like, she was blonde, she looked kind of like Marilyn Monroe with, like, a Bridget Bardot haircut, blue-white dress.
I mean, no.
Nah, you go watch that and you'll be like, oh, yeah!
I remember movies like Rock-A-Doodle. As a response.
Aunt brought up today. He was like, I was watching Me, Myself, and Irene. Whoa, I forgot that
movie
existed.
That's a good one. That's like, people didn't like the dark comedies like Cable Guy and Me, Myself, and Irene, but those are some of the good ones. Like Cable Guy, if you actually go back and watch Cable Guy too, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
That movie is epically hilarious, and people just didn't like it because they didn't like Jim Carrey playing an evil guy.
I don't know, expand your horizons, you guys.
Yeah, it's too scary. I mean, but nowadays you've got Steve Carell playing like obsessed, insane, murderous wrestling coach, and then 40-year-old virgin, but in the opposite order.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
If you're going back in time. But no, he's just vacillating wildly. Like, I think actually, though, that's the thing, is our artists are less tortured now. We've discovered that you get more consistent and sometimes even more balanced art from people who aren't insane. I think Jim Carrey was just too unbalanced and insane. I think Steve Carell's a normal guy who's capable of great things. Like, Steve Colbert.
So like when Jim Carrey gets too serious, it's like, okay, that got too real.
Well, I don't think he's as good at balancing it, because literally, like, if you just follow Jim Carrey's personal life, he's crazy. He's a crazy person.
Do you
follow
him?
His comment, oh, I do. Closely. Intimately. I am there with you, Mr. Carrey. When you cry, I cry.
No. Stop it.
He lives a pretty wackadoo, silly pants, sketch fest lifestyle.
Wackadoo, silly pants.
Yep. So, how long is your recording file over there?
Hey, we are at 42 minutes and a half.
Oh! Well, let's go ahead and get the bolt cutters out and pinch off this turd.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. I got a quick Urban Dictionary before we cut it off.
I mean, that's some solid material. Okay, go ahead. Let's finish, round it out with some Urban Dictionary. Taper it right off. I don't know what the best way to finish a turd is, actually. There's not a lot of discussion, but, like...
Yeah, we haven't really thought about it, but we will now.
There's not a lot of discussion, but, like... There's not a lot of butt-like discussion.
I was gonna
finish that thought, but it did it itself.
Oh.
Just relieved me of that thought.
Whoa! Hey-o.
I relieved myself of that thought. You were saying.
Yes.
Urban Dictionary theme song.
Well, I think it's very fitting that with this being the day of the Iowa caucuses.
Oh, come on. Can we try to keep it? I mean, we just came out of the poop forest.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Now we're talking about caucuses.
It's quick. And the fact that Trump got second to Cruz.
Well, it goes to show you how unbalanced the coverage has been. That's been what has been counter-reported. Like, the media has just been covering the shit out of Trump, and it's really thrown off the way things look, because he's really not that popular. He's just loud.
He is just loud. Well, the Urban Dictionary says the word huge, Y-U-G-E, is a variation of the word huge, commonly used by Donald Trump. Yeah. Hey, Don, are you building that tower across Fifth Avenue? Donald Trump, yes, it's going to be huge.
Somehow it's a soft H. It's like an even softer J.
Wow. Yeah, he's super.
It's like he softened it, and then he even, it's like a velvet J. Mm. It's huge.
Velvet.
It's a velvet vowel. Mm. Rolls off the tongue, so buttery and luxurious.
It's the classiest vowel. This is the classiest vowel movement that I have ever pronounced. It rolls right out of the face.
That was the other thing I realized, though. I mean, people are now speculating. I don't know. I feel like a crazy person.
Well, then let's wait, and then let's do another sitcast and talk about how crazy you are.
Well, no, I gotta finish. This is part of the Donald Trump. No, this is part of the Donald Trump thought, is that he ran in 2000. Like, he did the same thing, and then it was just, like, speculative, and then he stopped. But no one mentioned that at all when he started running. This is why I don't put a lot of stock in professionals and professionalism and education. Because all these people and everything and, like, nobody came out publicly. Like, why wasn't the dialogue as soon as Trump ran, oh, he's joking, this is just for attention? Because everything he said, like, I stopped commenting on him on the internet a month or two ago.
Yeah, because he liked it.
Because I realized, you're, like, I even announced here, it's because you're feeding into it. It's pretty obvious in itself, but, like, it's not my job to figure this out and point it out. But there's people whose job it is to just, like, do politics, and none of them have said, hey, he trolled us in 2000. He's trolling us again. The reason he's saying increasingly insane things is because it's his plan. And the fact that his protractors, progenitors, it's not a detractor, I don't know what to call this creation, but his proponents, his proposals, a lot of those people, they say, well, at least he shoots from the hip. He says what he's thinking. He tells the truth. No, he says what he doesn't think. He says what he doesn't believe. Like, it started to dawn on me. I think that's why a month or so ago I decided to stop feeding into it, because I realized, like, he's doing it all very strategically, and he keeps upping the ante, and I think he himself, like, I'm sure Ivanka is sitting there like, I don't know how much more punishment our family name can take, because these people just think that we're these monsters.
Like, it sounds like he's just making outlandish comments just to see if he can get away with it.
He's been upping the ante, like, yeah. And he's been adding too. He hasn't backed down, like, that's so I don't know why. I guess my point is, why nobody professional linked those dots, that he trolled us already, he cried wolf once already, he cried president, the Trump who cried president, and then he comes back again, and he starts shouting it even louder, and he like, we were having a town hall meeting, and then he comes in just crying Trump again, and then we all just get distracted and go start shouting it too, just out in the courtyard, just looking at the sky.
Well, because there's two things. There's one.
Some people blinding themselves on the sun, some people drowning themselves on the rain, and some people filling themselves with dirt and sand.
Well, and here's the thing. We have people that are dumb enough that are like, yeah, that's how I feel, because I haven't thought about it long enough. And then,
no, I thought about it for a second, and then it started to hurt, and that's when I knew. That's what I think.
That's what I did.
I go right until it starts to sting a little bit. I don't want that. I don't want that. That's like the opposite of doing it. I don't like that.
That's birds I can go now.
Like, I like it when I got my, like, when I'm doing it, I like sex. It's just more and more like Idiocracy. I like sex. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like Colbert. I loved his bit where he did Trump versus Trump.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty epic.
That was so funny.
I mean, and it just goes to show you how little, like, a thought he puts into what he's saying, because it's not what he thinks. Like, he literally doesn't think about this stuff.
No,
just,
it's like, today I'm going to say this.
It's like a weird, vomitous version of cold reading. It's cold vomiting.
Yeah.
You know how you just go into a situation, you just start, like, reading things and saying things and convincing people that you know what their thoughts are? It's the same thing, except you're just vomiting those thoughts into people's heads. Hella coldly. Very impolite.
It is, because you didn't ask first.
Yeah, you should all be disgusted. I am. And you. And with that, here come the bolt cutters. 2, 3, 4. Hey, what's coming up? 1.
Yeah.